This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 290 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with our aerial action movies. So far, we've done Midway, we did a little Devotion, and this week, we're going back to 2006 for a little movie called Flyboys, starring James Franco, everyone's favorite actor. And we have a special guest this week. You might have heard him on our last episode for Ninja Turtles. His name is Nick. Go ahead and let the people know who you are and where they can find you.
Hi, I'm Nick of Movie AV Impulse. That's where you can find me on Instagram and on YouTube. I am just simply Movie AV Impulse, 4K reviews, and everything else that you wouldn't expect.
There you go. And he loves movies, and he loves action, and he's a fan of the podcast. And we said, I reached out. He was one of the first people I asked actually to be on, and then we had other people on before him, but that's only because he wanted to do Ninja Turtles, and that's where it fell on the schedule. So technically, you were the first guest booked on the show. Your date just came later than some other people.
I don't care, as long as I'm on the show, baby.
There you go. So, Alex, before we start, you know, mm-hmm. We're not going to talk about box office because we don't do that for these standalone movies because who really cares? But we do want to know about these Rotten Tomato scores. And before we get into them, let me ask you, Alex, had you ever seen this movie prior to this podcast?
Dude, I never heard of this movie until you picked it. You always do this to me. You pick movies out the ass. And I'm like, what is he talking about? So I was like, what is? So I found this movie on Peacock.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I saw it on Peacock.
And Nick, have you ever seen this movie prior to this viewing?
No, this is the first time watch for me. And I didn't know it was on Peacock. I watched it on Tubi, so I had to watch ads with it too.
I saw ads too.
You guys watched ads. Okay. So yeah. You guys got to see the movie and a few commercials for like Zyrtec or whatever ad they show nowadays.
T-Mobile, bro. Yeah. Get the new iPhone 15.
Yeah. You know, iPhone commercials. I watched this on Blu-ray. I was telling Nick off air, I have it on Blu-ray because once I scheduled it, I was like at the bookstore and I saw it and I was like, let me just get it. Okay, I did see this at the theater though in 2006. So there you go. This is my second time watching it, but also I haven't seen it since 2006. So okay. 17 years, I pretty much don't. It's almost like a first time watch. Before we get into it, let's get some Rotten Tomato scores. Once again, we have a disparity between the critics and the audience. What else is new? The critics give this a whopping 33% fresh score. So only about a third of the critics who watched it found any value in it. And as far as the audience, it's double at 67%. So it's actually a fresh movie as far as regular old audience members go. Two thirds of people liked it. Alex, what do you think of those scores? Do they line up with what you saw or are you surprised?
A little surprised. Okay. A little surprised. Because this movie reminds me of, I mean, I don't know if I should put it here or doing our review, but it feels a little bit like Midway.
Mm, okay.
Nowhere near Devotion. But a little bit more Midway, like that blockbustery.
There's definitely elements that are very similar to Midway, which we'll talk more. We'll dive more into. So you're a little surprised. So. Okay, and Nick, surprised, not surprised?
I'm not surprised.
I'll be honest, when I looked up the scores, I had no idea where it was going to go. I always check them after I watch the movie because I like to be, you know, surprised. And I'm not surprised either. I'm not surprised with these scores. I'm a little bit surprised with the audience score, to be honest with you. I'm not surprised with the critic score. No spoilers. All right, so let's get into it. Of course, lead character played by, I mean, this is a bit of an ensemble, but our main lead character is played by James Franco. Okay, I don't even remember his name. It's something. It's like Todd or something. We'll call him
Brian.
We'll call him
Brian. Isn't it like Ryan?
We'll call him Todd.
We'll call him whatever.
Yeah, his name is Todd. No, don't look it up. It's Todd.
I think it's Ryan.
Bane. Rawlings.
Yeah, Rawlings. Rawlings. Yeah, okay.
Bane. I got
Blaine.
We'll call him Rawlings.
Rawlings. That's his name?
Yeah.
That's horrible. Todd is
just
better.
Just say Rawlings. Just go with Rawlings.
So, okay, what did you think? Alex, you get to go first.
Okay. He's okay. He's a generic. The problem with this type of movie, because we saw Devotion, and that was one of the best character development movies I think we've seen in terms of that war thing flying aerial version. I loved him a lot. Like, but James Franco, I give him a 3. He was good. The problem is that everyone around him were kind of the same type of character. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't there was French.
Except
people,
the one guy was black.
The German guy, and then the black boxer that fights it. So, like, but other than that trait, like, different stuff, they all were the same. Like, there was no nothing, like nothing at all. You had a wimpy guy, you have whatever. And I was just like, okay, Franco fell in love with this. He thought it was a prostitute. It wasn't.
He thought
it was. But yeah. Other than that, like, he was a cool pilot. Like, I mean, was he believable as a pilot? Yes. I can say yes. But it was green screen because I cannot believe that he was really up there. Like, these guys in Devotion. I can't even bring up Devotion because that's the first movie we saw. Those dudes look like they were really flying. Even if you want to go Top Gun Maverick, they were really in the planes flying.
They were in the sky at some point.
Yeah, they were. So this one doesn't feel like it. It felt like they were behind green screen doing it. I mean, it is what it is. I gave him a 3. I thought he was generic and... okay.
All right, character. Great. Nick, very excited. I love first time watches because it's always very exciting to hear what people think. What did you think?
All right, I love James Franco. I really do. I think, you know, I like him more on like Pineapple Express type of James Franco. Yeah. As far as serious roles, it's so hard to take him serious. And that's what he was portraying in here is a serious, you know, family dies and he loses the farm and decides he's going to join the army and be a pilot. And I gave it a 3. I mean, it's just such a, it's just so, I got to agree with Alex. It's just generic. There's just really not much character development. Everybody's story's kind of like right in the beginning, like 1 minute of this guy. And then he gets to the place that, you know, the bigger dude, the fat dude, he's like, I don't want to sleep with this guy because I had a servant like him. I'm like, whoa. And I had to remember what year we were in. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. This movie's in 1917 or 1913. One of those. I don't even remember the date. I just watched this yesterday.
It was World War One. So I think it was like 1917. Yeah, like, I believe so.
17. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I got to go with Alex on this one. We're going to do a 3.
Well, okay. I'm going to agree with a lot of things both of you said. I too like James Franco, but almost only exclusively in comedy. I have a really hard time when he tries to be serious. The only movie that I liked him in that wasn't a straight comedy was 127 Hours. I thought he was great in that movie because he had personality, but he wasn't necessarily funny. Here, he's like just not, he doesn't have a lot of personality. And this is more the performance than the character. So I thought the performance wasn't that good. I guess he shows the most life when he's with the girl, like those scenes. That's where he has the most sort of life about him. As far as the man, yeah, I mean, this guy is like cut and paste World War One movie guy. Yeah. This felt old. It felt old school. It felt like a movie that would have been made about World War One in like the 40s. Honestly, like it felt from another era. It didn't feel like a 2006 movie. You get the beginning. He goes to the movie theater. He sees that they're the people in the war. Sign up for the war. Get potatoes. You know, whatever they do at the advertisements for war. Then the cop comes in and he's like, "You're gonna get arrested. You beat this guy up." And then he joins the war. That's it. He goes to France. It's like, okay, what a way to start. Our lead hero is a criminal who beats people up. Like he's not even a likable guy. So that kind of hurt. I gave him a 3. I don't think he's... I know that was all negative. I don't think he's horrible. I was okay following him. Again, I like the stuff with the French girl, honestly. Even though it feels like it's in a different movie, he's pretty good in those parts. And at least it gives his character something to do other than be amongst guys. That's pretty much what all these guys are. They are guys amongst guys. And they just do war. It's very surface level. So I too gave it a 3. Okay, main villain now. These movies are always hard when it comes to the villain because it's a war movie. I guess it's Germany and kind of that guy with the black plane. He's like the Red Baron of the Black Baron, whatever. Nick.
Black Falcon.
There you go. The Black Falcon. Nick, what did you think?
Okay, so for the Germans, and I'm half German, so I gotta go with a 5 on this one. My man was ruthless. Listen, first of all, they had the bigger and the better planes. Yeah. I will give them that. Yeah. They had the triple wing. They had the more horsepower in the motors, yada, yada, yada. They had the double guns, not just the single guns. Germany had money for this war. They were ready for it. Just the fact that when my man crashes the plane, and you know, I guess there's like some code of honor where you're not supposed to shoot him. My man came right down with the plane, shot him up when he was alive and flew back off. And as far as like the Germans go and the scenes with them, they were ruthless. I don't care. They were just shooting at everything where everybody else is kind of just hesitating or missing whatever that other guy was that always missed. But yeah, for me, I got to give him a 5. But that's the only 5 you're going to hear from this category.
There you go. something to look forward to. Alex, what did you think of Germany and the Black Falcon?
I gave it a 4. Okay. I thought they were, I mean, they were great. And I think the guy that was shooting everyone off the sky, he was cool. But I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I wanted more. When is aerial fighting and everything? And I understand it's World War, whatever the hell it is with their planes. Yeah, they won. And their planes sucked. But I wanted more aerial stuff. And it was like... Yeah, and that's all that was. You have my surround sound. I'm gonna say something though. The surround sound was really good because, like, when you hear it going, you heard it going around, and I was like, okay, that's cool, but I don't know, man. I was like, I wanted way more, like, missile launch, like Wolf One, Eagle Two.
They didn't even have radios, bro. They just nod at each other. They can't even talk to each other.
I know. It's like, it's so funny. But honestly, I gave it a 4, though. I thought he was good, and I like the fact that he allowed them to live because he could have shot his ass off the air the first time around. He was like, I'll let you live. He went,
Get out of here. Okay, so I will say that I agree with Nick. I thought the Germans' planes looked way better.
Yeah, I did.
I liked the three wings, you know, they were sick. It's a 4 for me. I did give it a 4. I actually liked them better than the American guys. Although the reason I can't give it a 5 is because I don't even know any of their names. They don't talk. They're just like faceless enemies. And so I can't really dive into any of them as a character. All I know about this guy is he's really good at shooting people. Very formidable. Yes, but also the Germans, I feel like they had 70 airplanes and this French group had like 10 and they still lose. So maybe that's not a great ratio as far as... they do kill most of them. But yeah, I thought they were cool. I thought as far as the dogfighting scenes and stuff, at least it wasn't like Devotion where it felt like they just got dominated. Like they were doing most of the work throughout. They were doing a good job. So I did give them a 4. Also, I think my highest score as far as anything else that's coming up down the line. So, all right. With that being said, action scenes. Alex, now, this has got a lot of flying, but like you mentioned, there's something very glaring about it. So I'll let you go ahead and continue.
It's freaking horrible. It is horrible. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, this is 2006, right? And the flying is crap. Like, it does certain aspects to it looks pretty cool when they're shooting when they show it from a distance, when they're flying, it's cool. Yeah. When they're close up, it looks horrible to me. And then they're like, they're trying to line up their shots and it's like, and you see the bullets. And I was just like, this is whack. Like, literally to me, I was not into the action scenes. And normally I am. Like, Devotion, I was all up in it. I was like, yo, because they did it right. You were all over the place. They put it on the wing, the cameras, they put it in front of the actors. They widen all of it so you feel like you're in the air so you're like all over. This one, I was just like, yo, I can't. And I don't know if it's because of the time period, World War One, because of those type of planes. But even there were some movies, but you got to tell me, there has to be some movies out there with those World War One planes. It's mad cool. But this one, I was not into it. I gave it a... I don't want to be the first one to do this, and you're gonna put me first. I gave it a 2 for DC.
All right, a 2. Okay, so you know what? You're not gonna get any arguments from us. That's your opinion, and it's valid and fair. Nick, what did you think of the CGI and green screen?
Well, I'm with Alex on this one. I'll give it a 2. I mean, the CGI just totally, from the first fight, the first time they took off, the CGI automatically took me out of everything. And I said, oh man, this is going to be a rough movie to get through. And for 2006, like Alex was saying, we could go back to the 80s and 70s. Star Wars had better CGI than, you know, what this was for 06. Yeah. I was just, man. And then what's the staring thing? You know, like they're just in the planes and they're just looking at each other.
That's
because
they don't have radios. Like, you just got to look at each other.
Yeah. But they're just circling around for about 45 minutes and they're like, who am I going to hit? I'm going to hit you. Oh, no, I'm going to hit you. No, I'm going to hit you. I mean, it was just so bad. Oh my God.
All right.
Thanks for having me watch this movie.
Let me tell you, it's not the worst that 4K Lowdown and Rich Turner fan made me watch. Black Demon. That is the worst movie to watch for a review. But yeah.
Shout out to our buddies over there. Yeah. I'm going on their shows those guys. Soon too. I'm not looking forward. I'm looking forward to talking with them. I'm not looking forward to watching those movies. All right. Okay. I guess I'm going to be the generous one here because I gave it a 3. Not too generous. Relax. I didn't go more. I'll tell you why though. There's two scenes in specific that I really enjoyed. I agree with you guys. I think the green screen is worse than the CGI planes. The CGI planes are not good. And like, not only Star Wars, like the next year after this, Transformers 1 came out, 2007, obviously had a bigger budget, but I'm just saying that looks like this looks for 2006, the CGI planes. The green screen was more egregious to me. It looks really goofy. Even when they're just like first flying and it shows them and like behind them, it looks like an old movie from like the 40s. That's how they would film a flying scene or like a driving scene. Remember when they just drive like this and the road is going past them and it looked like that, but 2006. There's two scenes, however, that I did quite like. Number one, I like the blimp scene where they have to bring down the Zeppelin. I thought that one, at least that blimp adds an element to the sky, because my main issue is, unlike Devotion or even Midway, remember in Midway, Alex, like when they're flying, you get views of down, what's below, you know, this is literally just air, a sky, and them flying around in it. So the blimp at least gave me something else to look at for the planes to be around, and I thought it was actually well done, even if the explosion looks not amazing. But the scene when my dude with the crashes in the dirt and he gets his hand pinned under the plane, I like that scene a lot, where they're fighting on the ground and he's stuck and James Franco has to like go rescue him and the bullets, like it was pretty intense. It almost felt like it was from a different movie and accidentally snuck into this movie and then was really good, and then it went back to being like crap CGI flying. So I did like that scene. And for those two, and honestly there is a lot of action, like let's be real, it's not like there's three scenes, there's like long extended flying scenes, they're just the execution isn't always there.
But at least with Midway, regardless of, I know you didn't like the movie at all, but at least with Midway, in terms of the CGI, you felt like you're in a seat. I agree, but this one was Midway, a compliment compared to this because it was just like, oh my god.
I like Midway better than this, for sure. But I did like those two scenes.
I'll tell you this, guys, because I did not hit financials. This movie was $60 million in budget. Yes.
That's low. What? To me, that's low for a movie like this.
The planes should have been way better. That means the money must have went to Gene Franco, like a quarter of it.
Jean Reno. Went to Jean Reno to show up and have a French accent. He said, don't you know I was in Godzilla? Give me more money. Yeah. Pay me.
$20 million.
I mean, $60 million is like a mid-budget movie. But that's the problem. This had aspirations of being a $100 million movie, and it looked like a $30 million movie, and it turned out to be a $60 million. So I did give it one extra point. I did like those scenes legitimately. So 3-2-2. All right. Storyline. Nick, you get to go first.
Storyline, I'm going to give it a 2. It was pretty generic. It's basic. There was nothing that really like shocked me. You know, the one guy goes because he doesn't want to box and he wants to do something great for his country. Two of the other guys, they just want to escape, you know, the U.S. So that was the easiest way to do it back then. And then, you know, like the one with that robbed the bank with the toy gun, they were all making fun of him when they found out.
He's German, I think he was.
Yeah. There was like nothing that was like 1917 aspect or Midway aspect. There's no other real story to go off of. You're just following James Franco, who's, like you said, a tough guy, beats somebody up, cop gives him a chance to run, and then he falls in love, and then, you know, the sad ending. I mean, it's just mediocre to me. I'll never watch this movie again, but 2 all day long for the storyline. I was just very bored with it.
Fair enough. All right, Alex, what'd you think?
A 1.
A 1? Holy moly. Okay.
And this is explain. Why. This movie is freaking boring. Like, I was not rooting for another because I didn't give a shit. It was just, they didn't make you feel like you were watching a character that you could root for. Like, I wasn't rooting for James Franco. Like, I didn't care, like, for him and his group. And I know that's a real thing, and if it's based on truth, it is what it is. But in terms of the movie, it didn't make me feel nothing for those. I felt for Jonathan Myers in Devotion when he crash landed at the end of the movie. I felt so bad for him because they built that all up with him family and everything, and Glenn Powell. Like, you're like, holy shit, it was very powerful, that ending. This one, I'm like, who cares if crap. Like, I don't care for none of these dudes. Again, the flying stuff, I didn't care for as much. Like, I don't know. I just felt like, as a package, it was just boring and dull. Like, I felt like I was doing homework for like, school. You know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, this is the first time out of 290 episodes that we did. This one made me feel like I was like, damn, I'm watching history movie for, like, a class. Because I'm just like, this is a straight ass. And we sat through whack movies. I mean, we did Severn and S.
Ballistic X versus Sever.
Yeah, we did Roller Brawl, the remake. Like, we did all the shit movies. And I enjoyed those for what it is, Assassins.
For me.
But this one, this one felt painful, so I gave it a 1.
Yikes. All right, I'll tell you, I had a lot of problems with this with the storyline. I had a lot of problems with this storyline. I agree with almost everything you guys both said. I do feel it's boring at times. Like, it's too long. It's too long. Yeah. 2 hours and 18 minutes. This should be an hour 45. Tops. The problem. Tops.
18 minutes. You got to remember, me and Nick sat through fucking 2 hours plus with ads.
Oh, that's true. You had ads. Yeah, that's true. Like, I watch it on Blu-ray. Shout out to Blu-ray for having no ads. What a format. Yeah, so let me just tell you. Number one, these are American characters, but they're fighting in a French unit. So you don't even get that, like, American pride type thing of it's like, when I do watch war films, if that's done correctly without being like pandering or anything, I feel like I like watching it. You know what I mean? You don't get that here because they're in a French unit with these other French guys and, like, they're cool. Like, Jean Reno's cool as the, like, leader guy or whatever. Like you guys mentioned, you get literally little intro scenes. James Franco, he's a criminal. He pretty much joined so he doesn't get arrested. The black guy's a boxer and wants to join because he's in France and they treated him well and America didn't treat him good. That's why he went to France. The chubby guy, his dad doesn't love him, so he's going to war. Earn his father's love or whatever.
The other guy, let him go on the Titanic.
Yeah, the other guy, his whole family's in the military.
I thought that was the Titanic.
The other guy has his whole family's in the military. This is what we do. We gotta serve. So it's like, okay, but they don't really do anything with any of those storylines. The chubby guy ends up being racist because he doesn't want to share a room with the black guy. So if you did feel 1 ounce of sympathy for him about his dad, it's immediately gone when he's like, I can't sleep with this guy. He's my servant. I can't sleep with him. I'm like, wait a second. Am I supposed to like this guy? Because now I don't like him anymore. Shoot him. Shoot him out of the sky, Black Falcon. I don't care. And then you get the same thing with James Franco. He starts off, oh, this guy's a criminal who's like a fugitive. I'm supposed to root for him. It's very confusing. Even worse, and this is the worst part for me, the end of the movie where they show what happened to everybody. When I tell you I was pissed off that's what happened. It's like the black guy, he flew, when he went home, he joined the military and they wouldn't let him fly airplanes because he's black. And I'm like, wait, he already did it. And like, so, like, what the heck? What the heck is that? And then the other dude with the hook hand, it's like he created a flying circus. I'm like, really? That's what he did? And then even worse, James Franco, he leaves, he goes to France, and he never finds that girl again. So you're telling me I just spent 40 minutes watching this love story that was, admittedly, it was pretty well done. He saves her. He saves the whole family. She's like, find me in Paris. And then the credit just says, he looked for her. He never found her. He went back to Texas. No. One pissed me off. It made me mad that I just sat through all that and not a single one of them gets, like, and that could be in a way that's real life, right? Not everyone gets a happy ending. Yeah. But also, this is fiction. Like, it says inspired by a true story, which means it's not really a true story. They could have just gave them one of them a happy ending, but no. So I agree with Alex. I gave it a 1. I could see the 2. If those credit things weren't there, I probably would have been a 2, but they pissed me off so much that it made me regret everything I just watched. All right, overall score for the whole film. Alex, what'd you think?
Overall, I gave it a 2. It's a decent film, but I'm never watching it again. I'm not buying it.
Especially with ads.
Yeah, especially with ads. Like, oh, Jesus. It's just the worst. You got ads, and then on top of that, you got a boring storyline with boring, semi-boring action. That's not a good mix. I'm not into this movie. I'm never buying it. I know you're sending that shit on Macari or going to a bookstore for credit.
It's going right back to the bookstore, baby. I don't even want to give this to anybody because, like, you shouldn't watch it.
You shouldn't. That's torture. Yeah. So, yeah, I gave it a 2.
Fair enough. Nick, what do we got?
I gave it a 2 as well. Overall, I was going to say what you said. Right, the ending just pissed me off. I sat through all that in the ads like Alex did, and all I get is this guy never found her. And I'm like, what? I was just like, I just sat through all that. I will never watch this again. Nate, if you get a dollar for that movie at the bookstore, just take it. Don't argue.
Count it as a victory.
Otherwise, yeah. And if you get the dollar, send me a picture to hold it up, because I'll be surprised if they give you the dollar for it.
I'll take cash, it's just, please.
It's so boring. There's just really no aspect that made me want to go back and watch that. Especially, like you said, all those guys you felt nothing for. So when they got shot, when they got hands cut off, and how the hell did James Franco get out of that plane so damn quick and get to his boy to chop his hand off? He was there quicker than the bullet that flew from the first gun trying to shoot at the guy. I said, what the hell? He was in the air. He saw his man and then just boom, and then he was on the ground. Like, I'm like, what? He's already... But it's just a two. I'm done. Yeah. I'm done.
That,
a two.
I forgot about that part. I like that scene, except that part that he got there so fast.
But that part, how did he get from the from the sky to the ground to the guy in less than 10 seconds?
Well, remember, he kissed his lucky beaver.
Well, he landed on the German side.
Yeah, he landed on a hill, and then he had to run down a hill. Yeah. How did no one shoot him on his way there?
That's what I was trying to tell you. And then the thing is you have snipers shooting. Yeah. And he's literally trying to pick up a plane. I was just not working for me.
Yeah. Like, to me, that's one of those scenes where visually it looks cool, but once you if you think too much about it, then it doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. And he took off his helmet because he threw it while running. I was like, what?
Remember, then
the freaking and then
the French guy comes out to help, and he lasts 30 seconds. If that, he gets it.
He's already shot.
Yeah. What the heck? So that scene, that part where that guy gets shot, sums this movie up in a nutshell. Because there's so many moments, no death carries any weight in this whole movie. Even the guy who's like the all-time killer, played by Martin Henderson, he's like the all-time killer. He's up there. He has like 20 kills or whatever, and he crashes into the blimp. But even him, like, he's flying and he just gets shot up. There's nothing really afterward. There's nothing. But again, that's because there's no character development. Like, you don't really care that much. You just know he's good at shooting people, and that's his character. Yeah, I gave it a 2. I didn't give it a 1 because even though the story's a 1, there is a lot of action. This is an action podcast, so if you just really want to see some action, it's there. Again, I don't think the cast is bad, but I just think the characters are uninteresting. Honestly, the worst performance is probably James Franco. I think everyone else is pretty good as far as acting, but like, you just don't feel for them. Yeah. And the love story's good, except for the fact that they don't even end up together. And you know what would have helped? At least if they had a scene where they showed him go look for her. I feel like that could have really tugged your heart a little bit, like, dang, he really went. But just putting it in text, he went to France. He never found her. He went back to Texas to grow potatoes or whatever he did. I'm like, what? What is this? So I didn't like it. It's too long. I will be trading it in. Yeah, it's going. I got it from the bookstore, and guess where it's going? Right back to the bookstore. So this is one of those instances where I know I saw a movie in the theater, and then I don't remember why I didn't watch it for 17 years, and now I remember why I didn't watch it for 17 years. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I get it. No wonder. If we didn't do this podcast and we didn't do aerial movies, and I do purposely try to pick movies that are not always like, I could have put Top Gun Maverick here. I could have put Executive Decision, but I was like, let's watch Flyboys because maybe someone's never heard of it and maybe it's a hidden gem. It's not. It's not a hidden gem. It's hidden for a reason. It's not good. So skip it. But the Blu-ray looks good. I was telling Nick off air, the Blu-ray, you told me it sounded good. Like, the Blu-ray looks amazing, but it's a piece of crap movie. So not very good. Flyboys, what is your total points, Alex?
A 12 out of a 25.
Right on, Nick.
14 out of 25.
I'm also at a 12.
Nick liked it way more than us.
I like the Germans.
It was the Germans. That's right.
The villains. The villains were badass.
Extra points was the villains.
But that was the most biased thing I ever heard. I'm German. I'm going to give it a 5.
I'm half German. Like, 5.
How you throwing in there? Come on.
I'm half German. They got 3 wings and 2 guns. 5.
Yeah, let's go. 5.
Oh, hey, you know what? Whatever works for you. That's the whole point of this. If you like it, it's your opinion. We gave you our opinion. If you're listening at home, if you like this movie, that's great. Don't not like it because of us. But we didn't really have the best time when we were watching it. So
yeah, and don't pay attention to the background green screen.
Just pretend they're really up there, flying sky, cruising around World War I airplanes.
He never found her.
He never found her. He went to look for Etienne. He never found her. I'm like, what the heck? Annoying. Okay, so that is Flyboys from 2006. Now, next week, we have a very interesting double feature, if I do say so myself. This is going to be a weird one. So we are continuing with our Ninja Turtles watch through with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. I've seen this a million times. I will gladly watch it again for this review. And then, and Evan, obviously, from Pop Culture 33 will be here, and he'll also be here for the next one because our last, Alex, I don't even know if you've ever seen this movie. Our last aerial action movie is a little movie from around this time, I want to say, mid-2000s. It's a movie called Stealth. Have you ever seen Stealth?
I've never seen Stealth.
Okay. So we're going to be watching
Stealth.
I saw
the commercial, though. I didn't remember the commercial because it had Jessica Biel.
Yes, this stars Jessica Biel, Jamie Foxx, and Josh Lucas from The Black Demon. So there you go. He's the lead, and it features a airplane AI that goes amok. That's pretty much the basic plot. And this is directed by Rob Cohen, who is an action director at least. So he did Fast and Furious, the first one, Daylight with Bruce Willis, Dragonheart.
Wait, Triple Daylight X. Is with Stallone.
I mean, Stallone, that's what I meant. Stallone.
I was like, wait a minute, is he already going to get people pissed off going, dude?
Daylight with Stallone. Yes, Daylight with Stallone. And he did, Fast and Furious. He's done a lot of action movies. Triple X. Okay. The first one. So maybe, you never know. I don't remember what happens in the movie. So this is like Flyboys 2.0 for me. So that's what we got coming up.
All right. Well, Nick, thank you so much for hanging out with us for two episodes.
You got to come on again.
You got to come on again. You got to come back. You got to come back.
Yeah, if you guys can work around my schedule, man, I'm all for it.
Yeah, we'll work around
the schedule. We do whatever we want. We're adult men, and we do whatever we want.
And I'm half German.
You're half German, and you can do whatever you want, too. I will send you the schedule. Pick any episode you want to come on. Would love to have you again.
Yeah, we'll work around this. Schedule.
I would love to be on again.
Yes,
absolutely. That'd be awesome.
And don't worry, we this is the last week for turtles. I mean, we got turtles, but you got to pick outside the turtles, out your comfort zone.
We'll pick outside of turtles because you don't want to hear my thoughts on three or anything after.
I don't know. You might go fives. You might go fives all over the place because you're biased.
No one goes fives for three. Let me just tell you right now. No self-respecting turtle fan goes fives for three.
I never seen three. So perfect. From three on, I never seen. So yeah, but you're more than welcome to come on. We'll work around the schedule. It was a pleasure having you. It was fun sitting down.
It was a blast being here.
Yeah, it's been fun sitting down with our fans and Patreons and stuff. It's been a blast. So
it's always fun to get the third perspective. So far, you know what hasn't happened that I've hoped happened was like I hated one movie and Alex loved it, or vice versa, and the third person was like the tiebreaker. It hasn't really happened
yet. Not yet.
We've all been kind of close for the most part. Or like me and Alex loved it and the third person hated it. Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Not yet. It might be coming soon. It might
happen. It could be Evan.
Yeah, that's true. I thought you guys might have loved Flyboys, and after watching, I was like, there's no way they love Flyboys.
There's no way anyone loves Flyboys. That's true. There's no way.
All right. Hey, for every bad movie, there's a loyal fan. So.
That's true. But I feel like I could safely say Flyboys is no one's favorite movie. No one's like, my favorite movie of all time is Flyboys. I don't think there's a person. Not one person.
Not of all time.
No. Well, thank you so much for sitting down and hanging out with us. But other than that, if you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks or our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com. Nick, let everyone know where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Nick of Movie AV Impulse, and you can find me on YouTube as Movie AV Impulse. I do all kinds of different things, not just reviews or movie hauls. I'm much more than that, so check it out if you can.
There you have it, guys. Awesome. This is where you find them. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Thank you so much, Nick, for hanging out with us. Be awesome to each other and geek out.